If you were to ask me the state of my country, I would say, in the clear light that confuses everything, a tree grows, as one might have grown in the Garden of Eden. It started its wonder like any tree in the world would, small, significant, having a purpose, a desire to bud leaves. The neighbors called it an elm, a Siberian elm, because some could see into Russia. Perhaps in strain or collusion, but this is not the point. This is the light of the mind, cold, planetary, the forest of buoyancy that suffered Alexander, who, from his true course, turned the hands of this telling to a tree pool on a hill overlooking an icy river. And now the greenhouse is dark, gone. And here must I remain, a storm-struck oak lean closer to the house. I say this to be beautiful. It is not the chambers of the heart which holds the affairs or the tree, but all we know of history. It is said they planted trees by the graves. In some narratives, the young girl throws poison peas out the window. In some narratives, there is no such window.